Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Often in life, we're challenged by making a decision. We've got to figure out where we're going to go, what we're going to do, a course of action to take, or maybe it's just something that we're working on, a project, and we need a certain direction for that project. And so we go to our conscious mind for the answers to those questions. And this may surprise you, but your conscious mind may not always be the best choice that you have, especially when you're making big life decisions. People talk about having instincts and having using their gut to make decisions. And when you talk about things like that, you're really not talking about the conscious mind. You're talking about the subconscious mind. Yet few of us really tune into our conscious or subconscious to really make those decisions or to help us make those decisions. And so I think it's important to know that you have this tool that can really help you. It can help you, but it's not thinking about it more. That's not always the answer. Sometimes you can overthink things. You try to rationalize things and you start playing them out in your head. And that vicious cycle doesn't get you where you need to be. So it's important to take a step back from time to time and really think about other alternatives. What else can you be doing? And one of those ideas is before you go to sleep at night, pose the question to yourself and keep a pad of paper next to your bed on your nightstand and a pen. And if you wake up in the middle of the night or when you wake up first thing in the morning, revisit that question again and see what comes into your mind. And that can be your subconscious mind that's working for you. Remember how powerful your subconscious mind truly is. Your subconscious mind is the part of your mind that's keeping your body working. It's making your heart pump. It's controlling diseases in your body. It's doing all these very high level things. So it's an incredibly powerful tool that few of us use for solving some of the challenges we have or for its creative abilities. But sometimes when you're looking for a solution to something, it's not always readily available in your conscious mind, and it helps for you to really tune into your subconscious. And you can do it. Sometimes that the subconscious mind kicks in as you're taking a run, or as you're hiking through the woods, or if you meditate. If you're meditating often, that's when it'll come to you. For some people, it could be gardening or playing some kind of sport, but we all have different ways that we tune into it, but we know for a fact that that's what's working as you sleep. And if you can really harness this and you can use it as a tool for making those difficult decisions, it can really help you out tremendously in life. And over time, you start to trust what comes through your subconscious mind, because the reality of it is that's where some of the biggest problems get solved. So if you're not taking advantage of the tools that you have and the most powerful tools you have, I encourage you to just start with the simplest of all of them. And that is right before you go to sleep, pose the question that you need answered, revisit it when you wake up, and you'll be surprised what'll come to you. And if it doesn't happen in one night, do it the next night and the next night. But eventually you're going to start to tune into this and notice that this is something that's very powerful. And when that answer does come into your mind, typically it's the first thing that hits you. Right. So as you think about it, as you contemplate it, before you start to get that conscious mind thinking, start to just let things come in. And those things that come in, and normally that first thing that comes in, is usually the right answer for you. Give it a shot. Shoot me a note and let me know how it's working out for you. It's joel@joelbrookman.com. And in the meantime, if you know anyone that can benefit from this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com again, and from there, they can click to other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, start to harness the power that you have in your subconscious mind. Don't just allow your conscious mind to make all the decisions for you. For some of the big ones that you're dealing with, use the tools that you have. And one of the strongest and most powerful tools you have is your subconscious mind.